Don't sing love songs, you'll wake my mother.
They say I had a voice like an angel and a mouth like a dock worker.
And that is Joan Baez. Starting in the 1960s, her music provided the soundtrack to a peaceful revolution. Through street protests and civil rights battles, marches for women's equality, and against the Vietnam War. Now Joan Baez is 77, with her first album in a decade, called Whistle Down the Wind. She says this album tour will be her last, and she thinks of the record as a bookend to her very first one in 1959.
The first album had the song Silver Dagger on it, famous, famous old folk song, ballad.
And in her right hand, Silver Dagger.
And this one, I asked Josh Ritter if he'd write me a song, and he wrote a song called Silver Blade.
I have myself a silver blade, the edge is sharp, the handle bone, little thing of silver made.
I think in the beginning also there was, I did mostly ballads, and then as the years went by, as in like the second and third album, then the political leaning music came in, and this album now is a combination of those two things. It's very sparse. We made it in three visits of 3 days each, which is how I like to work, fast.
Your music was some of the signature protest songs of the 1960s, and in that time, there were songs that everybody sang together at protests.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them your songs, and today it feels like the protests are as big as they have ever been, but it doesn't feel like there is a shared soundtrack.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And in the 60s and 70s, we had basically civil rights, and Vietnam was very clear.
Yeah.
Now, every single day, there's a new issue to try and keep up with and deal with and decide if that's where you want to put your energy. So it's baffling, as you know, and it's not going to get any simpler. So, yes, we need that anthem. It beats shouting, but in the meantime, it's better shouting than silence.
I wondered about the president sang Amazing Grace.
A young man came to a house of prayer. They did not ask what brought him there.
Oh, gosh.
Because it feels so specific and so overtly political. And
yeah,
it's a beautiful, simple tune.
Yeah, it's an amazing little tune. When I first heard it, I had to pull the car over because I started crying.
We should say this song about President Obama was written by an artist named Zoe Mulford.
But then the young man drew a gun and killed 9 people.
And then for the first 2 weeks of trying to figure it out on the guitar, I kept crying. I was afraid that when I got in the studio, it wouldn't be over. But I went into the studio, and then I just looked at the musicians, and I said, let's go to church.
So on that day and in that place, the president sang Amazing Grace. The president sang Amazing Grace.
I've seen women of a certain age march with a protest sign this year, and the sign euphemistically says, I can't believe I still have to protest this, let's just say nonsense, because it ends with a word we can't say on the radio.
I've seen the sign.
You've seen the sign. After half a century of singing songs of protest about women's equality and war and racial justice, do you share that sense of exhaustion? I can't believe I have to keep protesting this nonsense.
I have such a low regard with how human races behaved, you know, for the last, you know, few centuries at least, that I don't expect much. And in that, seriously, so that way any little step becomes a victory. And I also think that now, in the light of what we are experiencing in this decade, which is something that none of us could have dreamed up, you know, in the worst, darkest periods of the work that we did in the 60s and 70s and or 80s and 90s, we couldn't have written this scenario. So in the face of what looks like a really bleak defeat, we have to do the little victories. And you have to consider every step that's a positive step that brings back compassion, that brings back empathy, that brings back understanding of political action. Day by day, these are the victories. And at the end of the day, you get only what you did that day.
There are some moments of despair on this album. There's a song by Anoni called I Need Another World.
I need another place. Will there be peace? I need another world. This one's nearly gone.
Yeah. If it weren't so beautiful, it's too dark to sing. It's too dark, but unfortunately, that speaks to my heart. I'm basically pessimistic, but really the other day I heard somebody say that pessimism was a waste of time, so I'm working on it.
Still working on it, 50 years later, huh?
I'm working on it, trying to get that glass half full.
Well, you know, it strikes me that that song, I Need Another World, whether it is sung by Anoni or sung by you, requires a voice as beautiful as that to allow the lyrics to not just destroy the listener. The voice tempers the lyrics.
I hope so, because it is. It's devastating. You know, it says, I'm going to miss the birds.
I'm going to miss the birds.
And I already do. So for me, it's finding beauty in the day, because I can't lament the fact that the birds are endangered. I have to listen to the birds that are singing in my yard.
Okay, so you've said this is going to be your last year of formal touring, and I think a lot of your fans are hoping that there's a big loophole in that word formal.
Yeah, there is. That's why we're talking about it that way. I think the thing that I need to say goodbye to is the 6 weeks in the bus and keeping the voice up, which is a daily affair, and then preparing for the concert and then singing for an hour and a half to 2 hours and then getting on the bus and going to the next place. So, no, the loophole is obviously anytime I feel compelled to take part in political action, or if somebody called and said, you know, we're here in Istanbul, we're having a folk festival, we'd like to come and do 20 minutes. And that's very different to me from the other.
Well, Joan Baez, thank you for the decades of wonderful music, including this newest album, Whistle Down the Wind.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Whistle Down the Wind comes out this Friday.
I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but it won't take me.